JM and the AM on this Monday. Thanks for joining us, everybody. With us live via telephone is the director of KEDMA, Orit Seif, is the director of KEDMA. KEDMA, an Israel-based not-for-profit, empowers its global base of volunteers to give back within Israeli society and connect to Israel through its volunteer programs and partnerships with Jewish organizations internationally. Since its founding in 1996, KEDMA's mission has been to strengthen gap year students' Jewish identity and integrate them into Israeli society through the lens of volunteerism. In recent years, KEDMA expanded its platform to all segments of society. Its initiatives engage students, professionals, and families through weekly volunteering, one-time volunteering, and leadership training programs. The director of KEDMA is Orit Seif with us live via telephone. A pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
Hi, Nachum. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
I appreciate that. I would imagine that what's happened over the last one year plus since October of 2023 has only helped to strengthen gap year students and really Jews anywhere from around the world's Jewish identity and integrate them into Israeli society. Before we even discuss the nuts and bolts of your organization, would that be safe to say that the situation in Israel has really galvanized volunteerism and activity from Jews around the world like we've never seen before?
100%. I have never, in all my years working for KEDMA, there has never been such an outpouring of both interest and support for our volunteer program. Everybody just reaches out and says, what can we do? People want to be a part of what's going on here in Israel and really play a role in not only supporting the war effort, both the war effort and the home front, but really being a part of this moment in Jewish history.
Well said. A lot of people want to be part of this moment, no question about it. All right, so what happens with KEDMA? I mean, is it literally a clearinghouse for volunteer activity? Are you looking for families and groups and schools and synagogues and, of course, individuals, those who are in Israel and those who are not, to consult with you about the possibilities of how to volunteer and what to get involved with in Israel?
Well, really, KEDMA functions on a number of different levels. As you had mentioned, our mission is to connect people to Israeli society through volunteering, through doing, through action. And that really can happen on a number of different levels. Certainly through since October 7th, our focus has been on strengthening both the home front and the war effort. And that certainly is the case with our gap year students. We work with different gap year programs. We have over 300 gap year students who volunteer each week through KEDMA. Wow. And really their goal is to support the vulnerable members of Israeli society. That was our goal prior to October 7th, and certainly our goal these days. And I'm proud to say that our volunteers really do so week in and week out. They work with people with special needs, with women and children at battered women's shelters. We send volunteers to Jerusalem area hospitals to help feed the hungry. All of these things to help support Israeli society at this difficult time. I would be remiss if I wouldn't mention that a large part of our efforts are also geared at supporting our Miluim families, our Army families, who have needed support since day one and really are the backbone of Israeli society.
All right, now Orit Seif is with us, director of KEDMA. I'm glad you mentioned this, and honestly, I think this department can be its own organization because of the number of soldiers who are leaving their spouses and their children in order to be in Miluim to participate in Reserve Army duty, and so many of them for so many months have been dedicated to the cause in that way. So these KEDMA Army Meals Program, or the way you guys want to make sure to be there for Miluim moms and kids, I believe it could actually be its own organization. That's how vital it is.
Agreed. It's incredibly important, and I have to say that over the last year, so much of our effort and attention has been to support these families. as I was saying, in the immediate aftermath of October 7th, we realized that these army wives, who basically became single mothers overnight, needed our help and support. And we created the Army Meals Program. I believe that we were one of the first or the first of its kind. And Baruch Hashem, we're still going 14 months later. To basically provide these families with a voucher to a local restaurant, either for a night out, take-in, food for Shabbat, whatever they need. And then as an added bonus, we're also supporting the restaurants, which are Israeli small businesses. And to date, we have fed 8,000 Army wives and kids, and have invested over $35,000 in the Israeli economy.
Yep, and these small businesses certainly need it, to say the least. And I am encouraging everybody, and we have information, folks, about the Chanukah campaign. Today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We have information about the Chanukah campaign. I'll give it to you in a moment. And you could participate by helping these families through the Kedma Army Meals Program and allowing them to continue this work. 14 months later, a lot of efforts peter out. A lot of efforts get a dose of fatigue. But the folks at Kedma continue to go strong and really continue to make every effort possible on behalf of these families. And this Chanukah is not going to be any different. They're going to do everything in their power to make things as easy as possible on these families at this time. Before I give all the information out, etc., what's happening with students who are in Israel? We often are under the impression that if a young man or young woman is in one of the yeshivas or seminaries in Israel, they're getting a good dose of chesed and volunteerism. But it does seem that you guys have a special cohort of young people from the United States who are really helping in the volunteer effort. How's that going, and how does it work?
It's going great. We have a volunteer leadership program for women, which we call the Kedma Cohort. Basically, it's by application only, and it's open to seminary students from all over Jerusalem and outside of Jerusalem. And basically, it's for the super givers out there. It's for those students who feel that they want to connect to Israeli society on a deeper level beyond, you know, their weekly volunteering commitment from their school. And we provide them that opportunity both to engage with Israeli society in unique and meaningful ways, but also to hone their leadership skills at the same time, because we believe that at this age, when they're gap year students, they're not just sure to learn for the year, but also supported to start thinking about their community building skills for the future. We just went through the application process. We have our orientation coming up and our first program coming up next week with Miluin kids. As you mentioned, a big part of our work over this past year has been with Miluin families, certainly supporting Army wives, Army moms. We're also focusing on the children. And next week, these women, members of our cohort, are meeting with Miluin kids, specifically girls around Bat Mitzvah age, for a fun workshop together to bring some light into their lives, because a lot of these children have had their fathers in reserve for over 200 days.
Not a criticism. When you're 6,000 miles away, it's not easy to really understand, understand the experience that the Miluim families are going through. But the reality is that so many aspects of life are becoming more and more difficult for the what now are single parents to a degree, and the families that are being left behind. So whatever anybody could do to help them out, everybody out there in our audience, we're asking you to do so. We'll give you that information in a second. Orit, before I do that, I wanted to just ask you, there are, as we said, so many students in yeshivot and seminaries that do step up because of the good work that the yeshivas and seminaries do in some parts of Israeli society. They do step up their chesed efforts during a year like this. But I would think that in a time of war over the last year, when so many of these 17 and 18-year-olds have seen their contemporaries, their Israeli contemporaries, go to war, or have seen their Israeli contemporaries, step up their own volunteer efforts in hospitals and other venues, that it only has inspired them to get more involved. How has the war, if there is any silver lining, gone ahead and influenced our American students?
I think that in a number of ways. I'm going to highlight two different ways. I see that there's a different level of seriousness when it comes to the volunteering. The students are serious about their volunteer efforts. They're inspired. And they want, as I mentioned, they want to be a part of this moment in Jewish history, because everybody feels it, that this is just, we're living during really momentous times, and people want to be a part of it. I think it goes beyond that. I think that we're also seeing more and more gap year students decide that they see their future here in Israel, tied in with the Jewish people, the state of Israel, and they stay. So whereas in the past, I believe that, you know, there were always kids who made Aliyah, but it was less of a common thing. Now we're seeing that it's more and more common, that people want to stay here and tie their future and their destiny in with the Jewish people here in the state of Israel.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, and boy, I think it's really important for people on this side of the world to hear that, and I thank you for that. Give the ultimate Chanukah gift. This Chanukah, join Kedma and make a difference for 180 shekel, which is approximately a $50 donation. Your $50 donation will go to the Kedma Meals for Army Families Initiative, which supports both Milim families and Israeli small businesses. All donors will receive an e-card to be shared with friends and family. There's plenty of information available. I'm assuming that if they go to the Kedma website, they'll be able to take care of this, Orit?
Absolutely. Kedma.org.
Go to Kedma.org, K-E-D-M-A.org, K-E-D-M-A.org. And on Facebook, they are... /KedmaIL. On Instagram, they are at Kedma Israel. And again, and this is, I always say this, we're in the middle of our year-end fundraiser. Our Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, but it doesn't stop us from promoting and supporting good causes. And in this case, as we've been discussing on this program for months, what can we do for Miluim families? What can we do for the wives and children who are home while their husbands are defending all of us in the Israeli army? What can we do? So here, for $50, a $50 donation to the Kedma Meals for Army Families Initiative, which supports both Miluim families and Israeli small businesses, you can help Kedma make a difference for those families this Chanukah. And Orit, I'm sure it doesn't even have to be said, but I'll say it anyway. In addition to whatever financial and meal help is being given, just the fact that somebody cares enough to support these families goes a long way for the wives and children.
Absolutely. It means a lot.
Go to the website, everybody, kedma.org, K-E-D-M-A.org. Anything else you'd like to add, Orit?
I just want to thank you for your support and for always thinking about what's going on here on this side of the world. It really means a lot. Thank you.
I appreciate that very much. I appreciate that very much. There is a QR code, by the way, folks. We're going to try to toss it into our newsletter today so that you could easily, I'll ask Avrami if that's doable and possible. I don't know this stuff. He does. And that'll make it even easier for you to donate to the campaign. But again, for $50, the Kedma Meals for Army Families Initiative supports both Miluim families and Israeli small businesses. And you could certainly make an impact this Chanukah. Go to kedma.org, K-E-D-M-A.org, for information about the worthwhile organization and certainly for information about this Chanukah campaign. More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning edition of JM in the AM.